Ovo je jugoslovenski program od DH zvučni program za aprilu 1991. godinu. Zdravo, ja sam Biljana Rađenović. Tu radim za Fred Vobi ko nije teo danas da radi. Ajmo da pogledamo na prvi list od DH Vesti, dnevnik od Nacionalni radio klub. Za vas koji imate informaciju na sportski kanal, molim vas, pošaljite tu informaciju do Rick Dao u apartment A9 408, Emerald ulicu, Iowa City, Iowa, 52246. Rick meće zajedno informaciju za sportski dnevni channel sada. Prvo početni radio lista raste i u drugi dnevnik Fred Vobi će upisati vi koji ste upisali vašu informaciju. Ako niste poslali vašu informaciju, molim vas, pišite Fred Vobija na 706 McKenzie ulicu, Lima, Ohio, 45805. Ako mislite da izmenjate vašu adresu ili ako ste se već odselili, molim vas, pišite glavni nacionalni radio klub da znaju. Ovu zadnju mesec bilo je 4 kaseta što su se vratili iz pošte, zato neko se odselilo i nije dao drugu adresu. Molim vas, pustite glavni klub da znaju kad se selite, pišite njih na ovu adresu. Nacionalni klub na poštu Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Ili zovte glavni nacionalni radio klub između 18 i 20 sati na broj 608-423-4159. Plastične kartice može da se potrebu ako hoćete informaciju. Posle u program imat ćemo John Boker, Bill Hale i Phil Vain. Ali prvo ovo je Jerry Starr sa pogled na AM Switch Red. Jerry?
Hi everybody, this is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And since the printed edition of DX News has gone into its bi-weekly publication schedule, that means we only have two editions of AM Switch to bring you on this month's audio service. And we start with a rather abbreviated number 252, in which there were no call letter changes, no applications, or no grants. However, under otherness, some interesting items on 530 CJFT, that famous little station in Fort Erie, Ontario, that extended the broadcast band down 10 kilohertz. This station has received a grant to move to FM on 101.1. The rumor is that when they move to FM, they'll be dropping their AM facility on 530. We also hear a rumor that the station in Brampton, Ontario, on 790 is interested in taking over the 530 spot on the dial if this takes place. Whatever happens, it might be a good idea. If you can hear this station, you might want to get it verified if you collect QSLs, because 530 possibly could be passing into history. On 750 WHEB in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, this station has gone silent, and this is kind of bad news for people who are trying to verify all the states on the broadcast band, because for many people, WHEB was possibly the only New Hampshire station they had a chance of hearing. Many people have this in their log as their only New Hampshire station, and now, unfortunately, it has gone off the air. On 1310 WDPN Alliance, Ohio, they are now full-time. Their 480-watt night power is on the air. 1370 WQPN Moundsville, West Virginia, right outside of Wheeling. This station is silent. 1380 WSFL New Bern, North Carolina. This station is also silent. And on 1550 WNDI in Sullivan, Indiana, this silent station is back on the air. And that is it for edition number 252. Moving on to 253, which is of rather normal length. We start with quite a few call letter changes. On 690 KBLI Blackfoot, Idaho becomes KECN. 730 WSTT Thomasville, Georgia changes to WSNI. That, of course, the station that was given away on MTV. On 980, here's a long-standing call leaving Nashville. WSIX Nashville, Tennessee becomes WYFN. On 1150, KRVE Santa Rosa, California becomes KMXN. On 1260, KTEE Idaho Falls, Idaho, this station was silent but is now back on the air with a new call letter of KICN. Two changes on 1280, WPXY Rochester, New York becomes WKQG, and KLGV Longview, Texas becomes KDOX. On 1330, WDKC Fort Pierce, Florida changes to WJNX. On 1360, KASH Modesto, California changing to KFIV. On 1400, KTFS in Texarkana, Texas becomes KHSP. 1440, that new station in Paris, Kentucky will be WYGH. 1550, KMJK, Vancouver, Washington, playing the change call letter game again. This time, the new call will be KVAN. And on 1580, WTYO in Hammonton, New Jersey becomes WONZ. And we'll have a little more to say about this station in just a moment. Moving down to grants to existing facilities, several of interest on 930 KKXX in Paradise, California goes full-time by adding 500 watts at night. In your logbook, change the antenna designator to U2, which means non-directional daytime, directional at night. On 1180 KKAR in Bellevue, Nebraska, they raise their day power to 25,000 watts. And finally, moving down to otherness in edition number 253 on 660 KQSR, Williston, North Dakota, a new station that is now on the air. On 680 WLSY in Newburgh, Kentucky, right outside of Louisville, Kentucky, even though this new station has their four-tower transmitter site built, as a matter of fact, that's been built for over a year and has been testing on and off for the last year, they never began regular broadcasting. Now we learn that their FM station has also gone silent, which does not bode well for the AM station coming on the air anytime soon, so we'll keep an eye on that. As a matter of fact, our friend and club treasurer Dick Truax down in Louisville, Kentucky keeps an eye on that station for us. We'll let you know if there's any further news, but it doesn't look good right now. On 730 WJTO in Bath, Maine, this silent station is now back on the air. On 810 KSVW, Santa Fe, New Mexico, this station was KMIK and was silent. They had to go off the air after the owners of the transmitter land refused to renew the station's lease. The license was sold to the people who had the permit to build a new station on 1550 in Santa Fe, and they have now moved their programming to 810. They have built a new transmitter site and are now on the air. This leaves the fate of the construction permit for the new station on 1550 sort of up in the air right now, and at the moment we have nothing further to report on its fate. On 840 WKTR, Earliesville, Virginia, here's another new station on the air. On 910 WCMG, Columbia, Tennessee, this station is silent but plans to return sometime in April following their move here from their former location in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. On 1080 KRPX, Price, Utah, this silent station is also back on the air. On 1150 WMET Gaithersburg, Maryland, this station is now simulcasting WPGC 1580 under a one-year lease agreement. They are going to be carrying WPGC programming at least from 5 p.m. until 5 a.m. and may carry more if they desire. WMET gets to sell a few local spots in each hour, but aside from that, they will be carrying the same programming as WPGC, and we believe this is in part to fill in for the fact that WPGC's night power on 1580 does not have a lot of coverage in the metropolitan D.C. area, and carrying that on WMET will give them signal on the other side of town. On 1230 WIGS in Governor, New York, this station is silent. They released their entire staff, and indications are that WSLB 1400 in Ogdensburg, New York, is considering purchasing WIGS and beginning a simulcast operation. We'll let you know more on that. John Bowker is keeping track of that for us, by the way. On 1260 KICN, we mentioned that they have new call letters and they are also back on the air. They were silent under the call KTEE, and they are simulcasting KECN on 690 in Blackfoot, Idaho. On 1290 WCCC Hartford, Connecticut, this station went silent in February. The land where their transmitter is located is becoming a housing development. The AM transmitter will eventually be moved to Avon Mountain near their FM site, also the site of WTIC's transmitter, and is expected to return to the air, but no time soon. 1400 KHCB Galveston, Texas, another silent station that is back on the air. 1460 WPRW Manassas, Virginia, this station was silent, then returned to the air for a few weeks, and then went silent once again. According to Bob McKee, who is the owner, he took the station off the air for approximately 45 days and will return with a new format. On 1570 CKLM Laval in Quebec, this station, which is long considered a pest by some DXers who would like to be able to hear other things on 1570, well, you kind of hate to wish this on anybody, but these DXers got their wish. This station has gone silent. CKLM is silent. On 1580 WONZ in Hammonton, New Jersey, this station was silent under the call of WTYO. They are now back on the air, and they are simulcasting WOND, which is on 1400 in Pleasantville, New Jersey. So now you have WOND and WONZ. And finally, on 1590 WETT Ocean City, Maryland, this silent station is now back on the air. And that will wrap it up for our edition of AM Switch this month on the DX Audio Service. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you in about 30 days with more information on what's going on in the broadcast band. Right now, I glanced across the hall, and lo and behold, sitting behind the big microphonium is the man about whom it was once said, who? Ladies and gentlemen, John Bowker.
Hey, Jerry. Hello, everyone. Say, Jerry, it's interesting to learn that CJFT is going to be clearing off 530 in all likelihood. It sounds like the 530 dial position is going to become vacant once again, as it was for so many years. It's amazing to me how many frequencies in the whole radio spectrum really are fallow. I don't know a better word to use. They're there, they're available, and every now and then somebody uses it for some dumb thing. Well, what can I say? Maybe the Canadians are doing the right thing. Who knows? You know, I must admit to everyone that this has been a month full of wonderment here at our house. Very little DXing done since, frankly, all our household belongings have been put into storage. And the house is made so neat, I can hardly find anything. And by the way, that's true. I'm not making that up. Maybe some of you have moved out of a house and you know where you put things in boxes and then you're not quite sure which box, but... Well, at least I did receive some tapes this month from, Tim Hendel sent one in, fine, and Mark Strickert, Scott Johnson, Carl Dabelstein, thanks, Skip. Yeah, he sent me two tapes, and I'll decide whether we can use some of them on the DX Audio Service or not, but what can I say? Oh, dear. And I'll do my best to respond to everyone between installing, so far a new bathroom fixture. I'm rebuilding our kitchen, rather, from top to bottom. And the floors in our living room and dining room, the floor in the family room, the laundry room was a shambles, so, dear, what can I tell you? Anyway, we did get some very tasty IDs and other material on those tapes that we received, so thanks, fellas, very much. And just bear with me, as I've asked everybody else to do now. I think this goes into my third year of begging for a little more time. And by the way, you should not plan to send mail to the Princeton Junction address that Fred has given you over the years. After about, a month from now, about early May, I'll keep you posted on any addresses that I have, but we will be moving out of this house, it looks like, certainly before the end of June, and we aren't sure about what it might be even before the end of May, so who knows. This month, here on the Travelog, we're going to be hearing from a few of the stations operating on each of the 750 and 760 kilohertz dial positions. Both of these are USA 1A clear channels. And we got 17 active stations, if my count is right, on both channels. I mean, on either channel. It's amazing how similar these two are. But this means at 750, we should find at least one 50,000-watt station, and there should be only one non-directional 50,000-watt station operating day and night. And we do. 750 comes first. And, of course, its big voice is Wispy from the Elegant South. Or whatever General Grant left of Atlanta. And it appears to me that we have about half the stations on this frequency on tape here, at least the IDs. And 400 meters. By golly, 750 kilohertz is exactly 400 meters of electrical wavelength. We'll start, as usual, in the great Northeast, in the city of my mother's birth, in fact. Except neither my mother nor the station that we're going to listen to is there anymore. As we listen to the April 1991 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Always welcome.
The original. No repeat workday. Only on WHEB FMAM Portsmouth.
The God is a somebody.
Well, now, the next station that should be on this tape isn't, would be in Middlebury, Vermont. Now, that's where my mother does live right at the present time, where I grew up. That's because in 1948, I put a leaky cable system. We called it leaky cable back there. They now call it wired wireless. But we called it the way we saw it. Anyway, that station went on the air, and the FCC immediately closed it down, and among other things, told us that to all the call letters, three- and four-letter calls, had been assigned in the United States that began with W and K. In fact, I still find hard to believe, but that was what the FCC cease and desist order mentioned. And in addition, so we went on with five call letters, WMCRS, and we were heard 11 miles out of town. But anyway, we don't have any recordings of that because I don't approve of pirate radio. That's why we don't have it. So in this case, we will have as our next station, a little bit to the south and west, we'll cross the Delaware River, go to the western terminus of I-84, not including Utah, Idaho, and Oregon, but the western terminus of I-84 east of the Mississippi is at the intersection with I-81. And there I was in our motorhome with the four-way flashers in Scranton, Pennsylvania at that intersection, recording the following at 7:50 on the dial.
This is AM 75 WWAX Oliphant. News time is 3 o'clock. Here with the update, it's Karen Howard.
Good afternoon, everyone. 73 degrees on a rainy Labor Day. All of the complete forecast.
WAUG New Hope Raleigh.
8:30 news is next, including an update on the rainy traffic problems we're experiencing with Scott Slade.
Then a guy named Mort in New Orleans says, hey, Bourbon Street is for the whole family, the Manson family.
It's Atlanta's morning show on AM 750 WSB, and the time is 8:30.
Get twice the coverage with exclusive Skycopter Skyplane traffic. Depend on AM 750 WSB Atlanta.
Good morning, I'm Dave Folt.
And I'm Miriam Moad in the AM 750 WSB News Center.
The top news, Gwinnett County goes ahead with the Decula development.
Oops, I was just looking at the big map on the wall and I've just learned that Baltimore is north of Atlanta. Where did they put it there? My goodness, I skipped one.
It's 75 degrees in downtown Baltimore, 74 at Friendship Airport. This has been Radio 75 News, brought to you as a public service from WBMD in Baltimore.
WBMD Music Country.
You know, it's amazing to me the amount of traveling that I've done and our family has done either together or individually. That's the only WBMD ID I have on tape. That was recorded in April of 1973. Fred, I was just noticing that is the same WBMD break that we featured at the Toledo Convention on WTCL. Remember that station? Toledo Convention of the National Radio Club. 1984, was it? My goodness. You know, I only live about 130 miles or so from Baltimore, less than that perhaps. And that's the only idea I have from that day. Oh, my goodness. What do you say we go out into the sunny lake? Let's see, what would this be? This will be Porter County, Northwest Indiana.
It's 2 o'clock on Chicagoland Christian Radio WNDZ. Stay tuned next for Saturday with Hal Lindsey.
WNDZ.
And if you're having any trouble understanding what they say, it's WNDZ Portage, Indiana, which serves Chicagoland. Oh, and I cut them off a little early. I see they're on the USA Radio Network. We have one more station at 7:50 on the dial, and for that we will go out to the Rocky Mountain area and listen.
It's just about 11 o'clock from the heartland of Utah, AM 750's KOL Price. We still have one more hour of Sunday at the Memories.
And then it's the golden age of radio at 1 o'clock.
Okay, I would look forward to that, as a matter of fact. That's what we have at 7:50. Let's quickly move on to the 7:60 tape. Now, as I said, this is also a Class 1A U.S. Clear channel, and the dominant station at 7:60 on the dial has a slogan, frankly, I find objectionable. We'll get to it. It's about our, second or third station, I think, on the tape. It's WJR. The thing I object to is they say, the great voice of the Great Lakes. I understand the elision is beautiful, right? But if they had said a great voice of the Great Lakes, that would be terrific. Remember back when WKBW or WWKB, I guess, back in the good old days, used the slogan, one of America's two great radio stations. Perhaps other stations did too. That was the one I recall, though, offhand. And that was easy to take because we knew what the other great radio station was. Of course, it was their FM side. But at least they said they were sharing. I thought that was nice. Oh, well. So let's see what we have at 7:60 on the dial for the April edition of the Travelogue. Music, good.
This is WCHP Champlain, where just listening can change your life.
This station also transmits in French because they're right on the Canadian border in a little town of about 30 people, Champlain, New York, with a 50,000-watt radio station. Listen.
760 on your AM dial, WCHP Champlain. We'll continue with our English programming at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Coming up next, French Christian programming and music, uplifting Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Ici WCHP Champlain, New York.
Musique Coute, right. What do you say we move? I'd move west to Detroit, but let's go south first. Down into the peninsula, right off the panhandle, down in Tampa Bay.
Hi, this is Tampa Mayor Sandy Friedman. I want to welcome 760 WEND to the Tampa Bay area and wish them success in the upcoming year. And I also want to wish all WEND listeners a safe and happy holiday season.
The end. WEMD 760, Brandon, Clearwater, St. Petersburg, Tampa. It's 2 o'clock.
UPI Radio News, I'm Larry Webb.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lotz, always ready with good times. See you right after the news here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes.
76 WJR.
Good morning, I'm Dan Streeter, and this is WJR News.
KJIM, Thornton, Denver, the spirit of 76.
Two Republican presidential hopefuls may not see their names on the upcoming primary ballot in Texas.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning on your station for news and information, KFMB San Diego.
The fly swatter is poised. I'm Mike Terry.
And I'm Stephanie Donovan. The shuttle Discovery's astronauts are just about ready to see if they're...
You're listening to K76 Radio, KGU in Honolulu. It's 6 o'clock.
Well, that ID takes us back a few years, too, but there we are, stranded in Hawaii. What a place to be stranded, particularly during the winter months here in the East, I can tell you. Oh, dear. Well, let's see. Say, I wanted to respond, and I don't have the tape in front of me because it's packed with our other household goods. The dates that I get for the historical moments of radio as to when stations go on the air comes from a broadcasting yearbook. And I have found a few mistakes, but I wasn't aware. I thought I had caught them all. So if I erred in one, I'd like to apologize. But I noticed that one of the stations, the first station I ever broadcast on, WVMT in Burlington, Vermont, WCAX it was at that time, they have a date in the 30s, I think, for that station, but it came on the air in the early 20s. The difference was that it went from the Vermont Agricultural College sponsorship over to commercial sponsorship. And so I have forgiven the broadcasting annual yearbook for such things as that. That's going to do it for another month here at the Travelogue. We'll see you next month. That leaves us with only one thing to do, and that's introduce Bill Hale. Bill, good to have you with us once again.
Thanks, John. Welcome, everyone, to the April 1991 edition of Domestic DX Digest on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We've got plenty of tips and loggings to report, so let's go. Well, back in the 225 issue of DX News, AM Switch reported that WYOR 560 in Brentwood, Tennessee would be returning to the air shortly. Well, Doug Smith of Nashville reports that WYOR was not silent when the 225 DX News arrived, nor had it been silent since his arrival in Nashville in December. However, WYOR did go silent during that week. They have been BRN Biz News, and that format was taken over by WWTN 99.7, which went on the air in January of this year. Kind of a premonition there by AM Switch. Well, Mike Hawk of Omaha, Nebraska reports that KXOK 630 in St. Louis was heard with an ID of Soul 63 on 217 at 0243 hours. This was followed by urban contemporary and adult contemporary music and even some easy listening music. Another ID went like this, 55 minutes of music and no rap, Soul 63. If you'll remember, KXOK was a news talk station. Well, Stan Morse of Boxford, Massachusetts passes along this address request for WEND 760 in Brandon, Florida. Back in issue 20, the question was raised about the regular address or the right address for WEND, and according to a letter, or excuse me, according to M Street Journal, the address is this, 2857 Executive Drive, Suite 100 in Clearwater, Florida. There's zip 34622. So those of you who pick up WEND and request a QSL, be sure to send it to that Clearwater address, not the one that's in the NRC log. Bob Walker of Wixom, Michigan reports that WJR in Detroit on 760 now carries ABC's Nightline via WXYZ Channel 7. So those of you tuning around 760 along about 11 or 1130 at night and you hear Nightline, no, that's not a mistake. That's WJR. And staying in the Detroit area, Bob Walker also reports that CKLW, the Big 8 in Windsor, now carries WJBK Channel 2's 6 p.m. newscast. They follow the lead of a lot of stations around the country picking up TV news on the radio. Well, 840 WKTR in Earliesville, Virginia was reported as being on the air as of 2:25 with a religious format. There was a 20-minute sermon, a Voice of the Last Day of Prophecy by Brother Stair of Walderboro, South Carolina. He was, of course, asking for money for the broadcast, followed by religious music until USA Radio News at 1700, followed by a USA Business Radio report at 1705, and then a sign-off at 1745. That reported to us by Perry Crabill of Winchester, Virginia. By the way, Perry, nice to talk to you on the phone the other night. Well, also, Mike Hawk reports that KIXZ 940 in Amarillo now has an ID of Magic 940 into Nostalgia and Music of Your Life music, X94 Kicks, and Country and Western. Jeff Falconer of Clinton, Ontario, reported hearing WHAK Rogers City, Michigan on 960 on February the 8th at 5:15 in the afternoon. The signal was fair under CIAM with a full data sign-off more than an hour before the local sunset. Bob Harrison of Union, New Jersey heard WEVD in New York, of course, on 1050, completely off the air the morning of February 2nd at 0835. They're still off at 050 recheck, or 0850 recheck. And they're also off back on the 15th of December, 0630 to 0830 for maintenance. So Saturday morning is repair time for WEVD. That opens up 1050 for those of you normally served by the big powerhouse there in the Northeast. Doug Smith of Nashville, Tennessee reports 1160 WAMB in Donelson, Tennessee was noted broadcasting in Japanese. He thought he heard NHK, which is the Japanese government radio, but given that he doesn't speak Japanese, he wasn't sure. So if you hear some what might sound like a Far Eastern programming on 1160. It just might be WAMB. Bob McCoy of Lincoln, Nebraska, reports that KLDI in Laramie, Wyoming on 1210, their current format is oldies and their slogan is K Oldies. Eric Buneman of Woodstock, Georgia checked in with this logging. He says that WFOM Marietta, Georgia, which is 1230 on your dial, their schedule is this, and it's changed quite somewhat from what's in the log. Monday through Saturday is 0600 through 2030 hours. Sunday, 0600 through 2200 hours. And their antenna is U1, not U5 as in the log. They only have one tower at their transmitter site, as he eyeballed that one day. The format is Biz News from BRN from 0600 to 1800. They carry WSB TV Channel 2 Action News from 1800 to 1900 hours. They go to Religion from 1900 to 2030 hours, rather, and then all day on Sunday. Don Trelford from Scarborough, Ontario, logged WBGC 1240 in Chipley, Florida, and he sent him a QSL. They varied, and information reported on their QSL reports that their hours of operation are this: 0600 to 2200 Monday through Friday, 0700 through 2200 on Saturday, and 0700 through 1900 hours on Sunday. Also on Sunday, they're on the Sun and the Florida networks. The format is easy listening. Also on 1240, Don heard WBAB in Freeport, New York, and a letter from them states that they changed from WGBB, as is listed in the log, to WBAB in July, way back in 1989. And their address should be 555 Sunrise Highway, Long Island, New York, 11704. Don also logged WHGL in Troy, Pennsylvania on 1310. And once again, news from their QSL letter states they simulcast with their FM station from 0500 through 2400 Monday through Saturday, 0600 through 2400 on Sunday. Their slogan is Wiggle 100, obviously from their FM station. A note from Kermit Geary of Walnutport, Pennsylvania, reports that WASA Havre de Grace, Maryland on 1330 was heard on 218 at 1745 with a full data sign-off. The station operates daytime only. So what? Well, they're authorized to operate full-time with a night pattern and 500 watts, and they just don't do it. So there's one of these stations with a night pattern that they've just, and power that they've decided not to utilize. Phil Borsma of Spring Lake, Michigan, checks in with news that WLAV Grand Rapids, Michigan on 1340 was heard on March the 3rd after a few weeks of simulcasting their FM, now offering the sweet melodic tones of SMN's Z-Rock, and he notes, yippee, right. Here's a note from Ye Editor that 1370 KFON in Rollingwood, Texas has dropped all talk segments except the Rush Limbaugh show, and they say they'll keep that on as long as the ratings say go in those time periods, and they what they're doing the rest of the time is simulcasting their FM station KKMJ 95.5 with Magic 95 soft and easy favorites. So that's a change in the Austin, Texas market. Well, once again, here's a note from Doug Smith. He says WIZO 1380 Franklin, Tennessee was noted carrying WTVF Channel 5 news from Nashville. Doug also noted in a little letter to me that he's going to compile all these stations. Hopefully we'll get a report from him, and we know who's carrying all these TV newses, and we'll get a concise report on that. Mike Hawk reports KESY Omaha, Nebraska 1420 was heard with soft adult contemporary music. The ID is soft 104 and 1/2 FM. Not easy listening anymore, and now they're parallel with their FM, KESY 104.5. Well, a few issues ago in the print version of DX News, we had a question come up as to what's the deal on WOPI in Bristol? Well, Bristol, Tennessee, or Bristol, Virginia? Well, a couple of reports we've got here. Our man in Western Virginia, Barry Chenault, says there are actually two Bristols. One's in Virginia, the other in Tennessee. And the main street, which is State Street, runs right along the state line separating the two towns. But the controversy was this: where WOPI is licensed to and where the studios and transmitter are. Well, it really doesn't make any difference. Lots of stations are licensed to a community, and the studios, transmitter, mailing address, etc., are all in another city, county, state, or even in some cases a different country. Remember, XERF had a Del Rio mailing address. In fact, they still may have, I don't know. And even now, HCJB has a Miami address. Well, Jerry Starr reports that the station is actually licensed to Bristol, Tennessee, not Virginia, as is in the log. So you can make that minor change in your NRC log. WOPI 1490, Bristol, Tennessee. Well, here's a report from Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario. He says that WKXO in Berea, Kentucky was logged on 1499.8 kilohertz on 221 at 0608 hours. He's finally able to get some audio through the howl this one is causing. Had country and western music with a female and a non-ID of KXO radio ?106.7. Has been off frequency for quite a while. And he wonders, does anybody conduct frequency checks anymore? Well, I wonder myself. The band is turning into a real mess with all these sloppy operations, notes Charles. And he says it's thanks to deregulation, and I go along with that 100%. Some of these other guys that are off frequency that he's noted include WASB 1590, WCLE 1570, CKAR 1350, a French operation on 1340, who he thinks is CKVD, and unidentified on 1400 and 1450. Don Trelford checks in with the word that WFIF 1500 in Milford, Connecticut was logged, and he received a QSL with a nice letter and a schedule, and the man that signed his report, William Bennett, wants reports from us. So if you hear WFIF in Milford, Connecticut, be sure to send him a report, and I'm sure you'll get a nice letter back. Vary back from him. Mike Hawk says that KIDZ 1510 in Independence, Missouri was noted again with an ID, so if they were silent, they're not anymore. A recent report in DX News said they were off the air. Another note from Charles Ray of Leamington. He logged KLRA England, Arkansas on 1530 back on February 20th at 35 minutes past midnight. With all-night satellite country and western programming, and the slogan, no hype, no hoopla, just real people in real country from 96.5 KLRA. Evidently, they must have forgot to pull the AM plug at local sunset, but at 0100, a legal ID was for the AM only. KLRA England, a service of Diamond State Broadcasting 1530. Charles notes that possibly the automation feeds different IDs to AM and FM, and they had lots of real country non-IDs. He heard no local ads and very few from the network. The signal was good over an un-ID carrying Sports Final. Probably our friend from Oklahoma, as WCKY was off the air. That's Charles's Arkansas number 75. Good for you, Chuck. Also on KKID Salisaw, Oklahoma, was noted by Bob Kramer of Chicago. He inquired a couple of issues ago if these guys were full-time. Mike Hawk says he thinks they are, as he's heard them twice late at night in the past 3 months. Here's another guy off frequency, noted by Charles Race, 1569.6 kilohertz, WCLE in Cleveland, Tennessee. They were noted back on February 13th at 1835 hours with the end of America's Music Makers and a call ID serving Cleveland with a country sound on WCLE. The head had been heard for several days but couldn't ID because of CHLO. So there's another guy that needs to do a frequency check. Well, another question of what city is this station licensed to, and back in issue 20 of the print version, Mike Hawk said that Van Buren, Arkansas was the correct city of license for this guy, But Jerry Starr says the log is correct. Regardless of what Sinon said, the station is in Van Buren. So that's the straight scoop from Jerry Starr. And finally, Doug Smith, again of Nashville, reports that WDBL Springfield, Tennessee on 1590 was noted carrying WTVF Channel 5 news on back on February 28th. So there's another one to add to that TV news list. Well, that's going to do it for this month. If you have an interesting logging to pass along or a tip for other DXAS members, send it to me, Bill Hale, at 734 Burleson, San Marcos, Texas. My zip code is 78666-4335. And just a short reminder here, if you have something that you want to get in real quick and you don't want to wait for the mail, my phone number is area code 512 and 392-0082. Please call before 9 o'clock, as that's when I go to bed.
I sad je vreme za vicove od druge grupe. Ovo su mišljenja od NRS grupa.
Hello, Fred and fellow DXers. This is Victor Schmidt from Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is March the 6th. I have some news to pass along to you. On February the 18th, WPGC Morningside, Maryland, 1580, went to the NBC affiliate. They are now NBC. They are now 24 hours a day. Here's the kicker. When they cut their power at night, they cannot be heard in Silver Spring, Bethesda, and Upper Montgomery County. However, WPGC says, no problem. Just switch to 1150 WMET Gaithersburg, and they simulcast WPGC's programming. This has got to be a first that I know of. Second item, WNTR, WWRC, and WGAY were knocked off the air on the morning of February 23rd due to a fire in the World Building in Silver Spring, Maryland. WNTR is still off the air and should be back on in about 2 or 3 days. The fire started on the 7th floor, their studios, and WWRC for 3 days broadcast from ABC studios here in Washington. That weekend, February 23rd and 24th, they were broadcasting from their transmitter site, broadcasting the American Radio Network. That's all for now. Happy DXing.
Hi, this is Don Breda from Holbrook, Massachusetts, WA2IWC, reporting into the DX Audio Service that WSSH on 1510 kilocycles. They've had many call letters in the past. Seems to have changed to an all-Spanish format. I don't quite know exactly when that occurred, but I'm making this call on March 7th, and it happened several days before this. I'm sure somebody like Paul Burkhart will be able to give you more details, but I did want to make sure it got on here. And Paul had mentioned to me that he had had a lot of difficulty in getting the action line in the last couple of weeks. I don't really know why. I haven't tried it. This is my first call, and it worked fine. So just thought I'd toss it out. And I've played around with the ICF 2002. I don't have one, but I thought it was a great radio to travel with, and I'd be interested in any recommendations for a radio similar to that. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Keep up the good work. And I'd like to see more technical, much more technical stuff in the magazine. That's what I originally subscribed for, and I must say I don't care much about format changes and so forth. I'm much more interested in the technical, so I'd love to see more of that. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
This is Tim Hendel, and in response to the comments on the DX audio service, I like to use the GE Super Radio or the Panasonic RF2200 for my travel, particularly if I want a DX AM and FM. And I have another source for the GE Super Radio. This is the unmodified Super Radio. It's from Best, B-E-S-T, phone number 800-950 2378, and the order number is 140-457. I bought my super radio for $40-some, including tax and shipping, and it arrived in about 2 weeks. Also, I have a possible answer to the problem of the heterodyne on 1590. When I was visiting my family last summer in western New York, Rochester, I found that WASB in Brockport, 1590 on the dial, was leaving its carrier on all night, and I also discovered that this Brockport station is slightly off frequency. They were having some trouble with their equipment, and they were also going through a format change, so Brockport may still be the culprit. Regarding market scopes, the Chicago market scope, not only did it leave out all the interesting stations at the top of the AM dial, but it left out all the FM stations below 92, which in some cases are the most interesting stations. So, come on, DX Audio Service subscribers. If you're going to do a market scope, please do a complete dial survey. Otherwise, you really miss a lot. And I have a format change to report. WPGS in Mims, Florida, 840 on the dial, is now Travelers Information Radio for Brevard County. To my counting, this makes three stations in Florida doing Travelers Information: WVTI 770 in Fort Myers, WPGS 840 in Mims, and a station on 1170 in St. Augustine, which I have not heard. I still can't help wondering how long this format can last.